everybody. Welcome to Stag Show. This is Bob.
Hey, everybody. This is Miles Van Pelt. How you doing?
Miles Van Pelt. Dun, 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 dun,
you know, I was just watching that tonight. I was watching, like, the Peanuts thing.
Yeah.
It was on. And I didn't know Lucy had a last name.
You never knew that it was Lucy and Linus Van Pelt?
No.
And now rerun Van Pelt in the later years there. That was just horrible, but yeah. You didn't know that?
No.
Well, what did you think it was?
I didn't know they had last names.
Well, of course they got a last name, you know.
I don't know. So what's Charlie Brown? Charlie Brown.
This Brown is his last name.
Right?
We get
Charlie Brown. I was just joking, of course. I didn't really seriously.
Charlie, what's Charlie Brown's last name then?
No.
You got a condition where every time you walk up to somebody, hi, I'm Al Smith. Well, what's your last name? Al Smith, is that your first name?
You know, yeah, let's just start the show again. Can we just start all over again? Can we just start?
So now that you've realized that they're Van Pelts, does that change anything or what?
No.
Like all these years, all of us, oh my God, they're Van Pelts.
So Charlie Brown.
So why would you name both kids and put the middle name as Van? I don't understand that.
Van Pelt. No, I didn't. I don't know. So Charlie is actually Charlie Brown.
Yeah, okay. Charlie Brown, yeah.
And then, no, the Van Pelt thing I really didn't know.
Right.
I don't think I knew that.
Is Pig Pen's last name Penn?
Penn, is it?
Well, I would assume so.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess. Huh.
Schroeder is just Schroeder. I think that's his last name. Schroeder. Kind of like Kramer.
Uh-huh. You know? Right.
So there you go.
Oh, there you go.
Oh. And then Peppermint Patty.
Right.
Last name's Patty.
Patty.
Oh, my goodness. I think Charles Schultz just got older and got lazy because all the original kids had last names and then all the new kids didn't. And so, you know.
Yeah.
He's just like, I'm just not going to work on the last name.
I didn't know. I just found that out tonight.
I'm lazy. I'm making too much money to worry about last names.
Yeah. I just discovered that tonight. So.
Yeah. Well, you're that's a long time coming there.
Yeah.
You sleep through the whole Peanuts period or what? I mean,
I haven't really watched it in a long time.
You never. I watch the Christmas thing like every year. Even before I had kids, I'd watch it.
No, I always miss it, man.
That's where I get all my dance moves. Doing the Frankenstein. I'm doing the Frankenstein, the shoulder shrug.
I'd like to see you do that. Can you do that?
I'm doing the Frankenstein, the shoulder shrug, right?
I love that song there.
I'm doing the Papa Smurf.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I get all of them. All my dance moves. I watch that show every year to keep up on my dance moves.
Yeah.
I love that.
Oh, there you go.
You didn't realize that, yeah.
I did not know that. Hmm. I have seen you dance.
Have you really? I don't think you have.
Yeah, I think I have.
Oh, actually. Really? Well, there you go.
The Hangar 9.
Well. I didn't realize you were paying attention. I thought you were too busy brushing up against women with your genitalia.
Yeah. Out or in?
Miles used to hang outside the restrooms and stick his crotch out and rub up against, hopefully women. I don't know. He was probably just nondescript, rubbing up against everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
I tried to avoid him whenever he was over, and that, you know, when he positioned himself there.
Yeah.
So that way I wouldn't have to.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. For
incur the, you know.
Yeah, I got you. Right.
You know, you're not going to mention, you're not going to own up to that? That's true. I mean, it's. I've seen you in the act several times.
I guess. If you say it, it must be true.
So. Okay, well, I'm just.
Whatever.
I'm just bringing it up because you mentioned it, you know. So anyway.
Yeah. So what's going on now?
I guess we can announce it. I don't know. Maybe we shouldn't. But after many years, John Hargrave has invited himself back on as a guest, which is probably the first time and last time that'll ever happen for us. He's the one of the co-creators, I think, of Zug.com. Got a book out, wants to talk about the book or something. I don't know exactly what's going to happen, but I just thought I'd tell you, it's going to be somewhere in the middle of January. So I think, I want to say the, what was it, like the 18th of January? Is that when we're talking to him or is it something like that?
Yeah.
Something like that. So anyway, you can be on pins and needles through this holiday season waiting for that. I just wanted to bring that up. So,
international superstar.
International, yes.
John Hargrave.
You would probably best know him from the credit card prank, which made its rounds on the web more than once now. So if you happen to see the credit card prank where a guy signs his credit card a bunch of different ways, that was Mr. John Hargrave. So
there you go.
Hopefully that'll work out. Then we'll talk to him on you'll be able to listen to it on the 18th. We're going to talk to him before that, but
yes,
since we don't do this live, we just, you know, spit it out later. So I mean, we don't edit, but anyway, I don't want to get into the whole business. Anyway, so let me tell you something.
Yes.
I believe that I own a plastic beaver. A living plastic beaver here in the household.
Is that thing your father-in-law wanted to buy?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, my dog. I'm calling him a plastic beaver because it seems like he just wants to chew on anything plastic.
Mm-hmm.
And he just chews it up. And then you go walking in the yard, and it's like a cornucopia of plasticized shit out in the yard. It's just crazy. If I could get a hold of a plastic magnet, I could pick up his poop without ever having to have a scraper or a scooper or anything. He goes through so many toys around here.
Well, he eats them?
He eats them. That's what I say. He's like, you know, and then next thing I know, there's half a Lego sticking out of a turd in the backyard. I get so aggravated because it's like, I mean, to me, I'm looking at money sitting in shit in my yard, but, you know. But I believe him to be, evidently, he's a beaver who likes to eat plastic, and he's building a dam out of his own feces.
Okay. Looks like the Smurfs just got shit-faced.
Yeah. Exactly. Papa really? Smurf! Yeah, no, I'm selling it. It's just bizarre.
Are you reclaiming the toys, then, once you find them?
No.
Saying it's lost?
Well, they're all mangled and everything. I'm just afraid for the dog, to be honest with you. I mean, I try to keep him out of stuff, but I'll be goddamned if he doesn't get a hold of shit. This, just the other night, something he got. I look in there, and it's this multicolored kind of chewed-up thing, and it was some Christmas ornament that was plastic that he got a hold of it. He chewed the crap out of it.
Oh no!
And so I can't. It's almost unrecognizable now. But I'm sure, you know, a piece of it'll pop out there. And I go, oh look, there's Santa's head.
We have a winner.
Yeah.
Honey, where's my tax returns from last year?
Well, those aren't plastic. If they were plastic, he'd be all over them. It's just like. He eats wood as well, so he's totally chewed a leg off of I got this kind of outdoor plant stands. Uh-huh. He's totally chewed a leg off of there. I mean, there's literally three legs now holding up the plant stand, and one of the legs is just gone.
Is he eating army men or anything?
Oh yeah, he's eating army men, Legos, army men. I believe he ate. Harry Potter's best friend.
What's the largest thing he's passed through his colon, do you think?
Well, I've not been out there taking pictures and measurements. It's not like some kind of archaeological dig or something. what kind of sparked this whole thought pattern was the fact that I saw what could have been it was red plastic mixed in with a shit like a candy cane. It was so much in there. It was like striped. It was like a shit cane of plastic and shit.
Oh, gross.
And I'm like, my God, what was that, you know? He's chewed up oh, do you know those garden ties? They're kind of like mini railroad tie-looking things.
Yeah.
He's chewed one of those in half.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's got a problem.
How old is this dog?
He's still a puppy, though. He's not. He's just got a year old now. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, he's chewed a leg off a chair. It's just.
I think
been...
he got another year to go before he quits doing that, though.
Well, no shit, Sherlock. I got all kinds of stuff. I mean, you know. If you can imagine Toy Story with toys that have been shit out of dog's ass, that would probably be the most scary thing I've ever seen in my life.
Make that happen. You know, you could pixelate this thing.
You know, the mean next-door neighbor kid would be nothing compared to the toy toy climbing out of a turd. What happened to you, Joe?
I don't know. I was... Next thing I know, I was going down the esophagus.
Anyway.
The Lost Battalion.
That's right.
Yeah.
So it's just bad news for the toys around this place, I'll tell you, man. Bad news. And I just keep I just keep finding them. So.
Do you pick up the yard like pretty regularly or
it's probably as bad as your yard, for Christ's sake. Except I'm not throwing shoes out left and right. It's actually not my job to clean up the shit. Part of the deal when we got this dog was I wasn't going to clean up the shit, but I seem to be the only one that seems to be interested in doing that. So.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
Yeah, the deal was you can get a dog, and I really don't want to be much, I don't want to deal with it that much. Mm-hmm. I didn't want a dog. I was perfectly happy with the cats and the children.
The children,
yes.
Yeah.
I don't need any other pets.
No, like all your cats have died or something, right?
Yeah, well, most of them died. We got one cat still, so she's still kicking. She's doing good.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, now I got this dog and all this twisted, you know, wreckage out in the backyard. You sank my battleship and you pushed it through your colon.
Yeah. We could take a picture of this, make a collage for the site.
Yeah, I could. Yeah, pictures. No, I don't think so. I'm not.
You know. Oh.
That's a little too. That's more on your line of thinking than mine. I just.
I'm just saying.
I just notice it, and I'm like, oh my God. The horror.
Oh my God.
The horror. But yeah, it's just anything you just choose on everything. It's just horrible. One of these days I'm going to go out and he's going to have a bloody stump where he's chewed his own leg off or something. I'm afraid.
God.
Don't need that tail. So, I don't know. It's just been a bad deal all the way around for the toys. I believe I saw a Wolverine out there. He wasn't in very good shape.
Professor Xavier, help me, please.
I don't think that his healing powers can take the digestive fluids of a one-year-old dog.
Gene, help me, Gene.
Yeah,
I'm trying to regenerate. You can't chew this. It's adamantium or whatever the hell it is. So. I'm fighting my way through the colon now.
Yeah. I'm afraid he's going to get sick or something because of this, and I keep trying to get
blocked,
stuff away.
Blockage going.
Yeah, well, that hasn't happened yet. That hasn't happened yet, but
honey, where's that Mr. Potato Head we bought for the kids?
Yeah, where's that at? Where's that was that Darth Tater?
Yeah,
we had a Darth Tater around here somewhere.
Yeah, we did too. Yeah.
So it's just one of those things.
Jerky.
So I mean, I put up this thing called the Pooping Penguin, and the dog is almost like that, except it's not edible. Well, at least I wouldn't eat it.
Yeah. Let's err on the side of caution. Yeah.
But it's very similar in nature. You put stuff in, and it comes out brightly colored on the other end. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just don't know what to do. I mean, what am I supposed to do about that?
I guess let him go.
I guess that's what we'll do.
Let it go.
Let him go. It's the holiday season. Let him go. Let him go. Let it go. Well, the toys are all frightened as the dog is chomping the shit out of them. Then I go in the backyard, and what do I see? There's Wolverine.